Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. For some of you caught yesterday's show, I'm trying to debate whether just to play this and get it out of the way, so to speak. I didn't preface what somebody brought it to my attention. I didn't preface who this person was, who was pounding on us for fat phobia, which I said, I wish people would do their homework, because it's not phobic to be against something. It is, I'm not afraid, look at, okay, yes, I am a fat person, I get it, and I'm not saying this because I'm large. But even if I saw somebody coming down the road that was a large, fat, whatever, I don't run to the other side of the road because I'm afraid if I touch them, I'm going to get fatter or something. That's what a phobia is. That's what fat phobia would be. And I've got two brain cells to rub together to have a clue as to what that's what it means. But apparently, this person doesn't. Really, and this person, see, this is the kind of person that I am confronted with on a regular basis, told how smart they are, why I need to trust them, why I need to believe in them, if you would. And yet they do some really extremely stupid stuff. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So when I played this piece yesterday, I wasn't thinking as a whole, should I explain everything? I wanted you to hear what this person was saying about fat shaming. But then I find out she's a licensed therapist. So she's telling her people, maybe, I don't know this to be truth, she's telling her people, hey, be happy with your bad self. Be happy with your fat self. Right? Don't make fun of yourself because you're fat-shaming yourself. Take a listen. We can put up with it for a minute. Maybe.
So I figured that this question would probably come up sometime soon just because of the video and the topics that I cover. But let's break this one down. So, intentional weight loss. So you purposely saying, I want to lose 20 pounds. Is that phobic? And you might be like, what? Oh my goodness, I'm not trying to be fat phobic, but you are. You're being fat phobic to yourself. Why do you want to lose 20 pounds? It's probably to fit into something smaller. It's probably so people treat you better. It's probably for all the reasons that fat folks are shamed simply for being fat.
Now, she equates shaming. This is the funny part. She equates shaming with you simply wanting to look better, simply wanting to blow some pounds so you'll feel better. This is a licensed therapist, though. Does this sound like somebody you want your kid, your mom, your husband, your wife to listen to? I mean, in all sincerity, it's just amazing to me. It is amazing to me that we let these people get away with this. I got it. What is it? I don't even know what the post is. Somebody sent me a link. I'm not going to go through the story right now. I will in a little bit, but not now. The Senate approved Lisa Cook as the first black woman to the Fed. Why do we care that she's black or white or brown or whatever? Is she good? Does she know what she's doing? Because she does, it's all good. It's all cool. We're fine. It's that simple. Oh, God. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Hey! Target has got a new feature. It's called Chest Binders and Packing Underwear. It's a new product you can buy at Target. So if you're a female and you want to, or a young female, and you want to look like a male, see what it's like to be a male, yeah, maybe it works for older women too. I don't know. But Target will be selling breast binders. And yes, you heard me, breast binders and packing underwear as part of its latest clothing collection. Just ahead of Pride Month, which happens in June. The retailer is known for celebrating June in a splashy rainbow-colored way. It has been criticized for offering the Pride collection for kids, specifically babies, for years. No. You can't just fly over that. They're offering transgender clothing for babies. Now, first and foremost, other than color, what is the difference? What is the difference for with male and female? I mean, there's moms out there listening to the show that can text me, that call me, whatever. What is the difference between male and female baby diapers? I mean, whatever. It's just amazing to me. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamil, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly, truly, truly be part of the solution. And really, the way you do that is you get informed, you engage, and you make things happen. And look, it ain't that hard. It doesn't even, you know, people get mad at me when I joke like this, but it doesn't even require a college degree to do it. Seriously. Okay, what is that thing doing to me? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We were talking about the Target, you know, the place that you won't stop shopping at because you're just whatever. You want to take a stand on certain things. You don't like some of the things that these companies are doing. You don't like what they give to you. Remember something. These companies that make great profits, for those of you who are against Planned Parenthood, against abortion, why don't you find out what companies give money to Planned Parenthood and stop shopping there? Every nickel you give them contributes to that. Why do it? You don't like certain things that are going on, whether it's, you know, why would you shop at a Barnes & Noble or any place like that if they're selling pornographic books for kids? Why would you do it? It's totally, totally, totally confusing to me. So now Target's going to be selling breast binders and packing underwear. If you don't know what that means, I'm not telling you. You'll have to figure this one out on your own. Okay? And they're offering these transgender clothing for little kids and babies. Now, according to Bustle, Target partnered with Tommy Boy X and Humankind for the collection. They're both queer-owned, female-founded brands. Merchandise will include the expected rainbow-colored messaging that becomes commonplace for all these collections. It's funny, because a lot of these people don't believe in God. They'll tell you that. Yet I wonder where the rainbow come from. Remember? Remember what the promise was? It will also have some new items that mainstream retailers like Target hasn't sold before. Tommy Boy X collection includes the X is for, right? Undergarments such as chest binders, packing underwear, bras, boy shorts in sizes small all the way up to 4X. Humankind's line is focused on swimsuit styles, including swim trunks, tops, and unisuits. Bustle reported as binders and gender affirmation swimsuits are notoriously difficult to find, particularly in the extended sizes. This accessible drop makes shopping for everyday garments so much easier. Mila Miles, a black, queer, non-binary writer and stand-up comedian, was model for the collection along with the partner Yasmin Almo. Miles discussed being happy with the experience of modeling for a mainstream store like Target. It was the first time that I was welcomed and empowered to make other people feel empowered as well. It's all about me, making me feel good, empower me, affirm me. Remember, this is all about, there's no right or wrong here. You can do whatever you want to do, and it's okay for me. It's like that movement, My Truth. It's all about what you make right for you. We've raised a group of people. We've raised a generation of people where it's all about me. Seriously. On set, no one was a prop. We were all there for an opportunity to feel seen. And for someone else to feel seen. The model hopes that the campaign will redefine commercial beauty by hiring different looking commercial models. Well, why does it have to be different looking? You mean to hire transgender models? That's what you mean. Just say it. If you truly believe in it, then own it. Items such as the chest binders will be available in stores and online. Kids' items in the Target Pride collection include, you remember what was it? We had the summer collection, we had the sports collection, now you have the Pride collection. It includes toddlers' tees that proclaim trans rights are human rights. Okay. Every human has rights. Every human. Right? I mean, seriously, this is going overboard when they start doing this. This is highlighting one group over another. Right? These shirts emblazoned with pronouns, plus the expected rainbow-colored merchandise in all forms, including one-sizes. Oh, I'm sorry. Onesies. And matching sets for the whole family. Oh, God. That's exactly what I want to do. This is what I mean. But we support them. Right? We buy there in big numbers. We support them. And you shouldn't be. You don't want to. At least that's what you say. A lot of you pushing back on this when stuff comes up on in the media, on the air, and other places. You're all like, I'm not for that. That's terrible. We shouldn't be doing that. But then you go buy in there. You're on the phone in the shop while you're telling somebody you think what they're doing is disgusting. Again, they're telling you, showing you. When you go in the store and you look around, they're telling you what they believe in. They're telling you what they're going to do with your money. They're telling you who they're going to support. And you know the old saying, right? I mean, the person with the money. If you're not spending your money in that store, they don't make the money they need to support other causes. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, the time that you're on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, sending me messages. When we come back, we're going to be, well, you know what? We're going to peruse Campus Reform for some of the great videos they have there. One of the reporters went out on a college campus, Auburn University, actually. And they're trying to get the kids to define a man. What does a man do? What is a man? Now, they say that if you identify as a man, it doesn't mean you are a man. What would that make you then? An unidentified human being? UHB? Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The shortage of baby formula continues.
40% of the nation's supply is now out of stock, with the number higher in states like Texas, Tennessee, Missouri, Iowa, North Dakota, and South Dakota. Dr. Diane Hess spoke to CBS News about what parents can do to feed their babies.
But there are formulas available, so there might not be the brand name. So there might be a shortage of Enfamil, and there may be a shortage of Similac, but you can get the store brands, which are excellent. The Target, the Kirkland, the Kroger, the CVS, Walgreens, they all come out of the same factory. They're all FDA approved. They meet the same standards that regular Similac and Enfamil do.
As Americans gear up for summer road trips, the price of gas continues to go up with no end in sight. AAA says drivers are paying an average of $4.37 for a gallon of regular gas. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. Please don't be part of the problem. It's your only choice, you know. You're either one or the other. There's no in between. So you need to engage if you know what the truth is. You need to engage if you want to do the right thing. So some of you know I love campus reform. Great place to go to see what's going on campuses. They have young people, young conservative people on these campuses. Ones that are, I hate saying they're on our side. Let's just say they lean our way. How's that? And they're out there and they're doing, you know, what they want to do, they're doing, and how do I say this? They're doing the things that that we need to do, the questions that we need to ask. We don't ask these of our kids. We don't ask these of our teenagers, people around. Why not? What are you afraid of? Tell them you want to be enlightened. You don't even have to tell them you're trying to catch them at something. Just tell them you want to be enlightened. You don't understand all this gender-neutral, cis-gen, no-gen, some-gen, some kind of gen, whatever it is. Right? It really is that simple. So let's take a listen. Oh, man, this ought to be good. And let's see if we can all be enlightened, if you want to use that word. I don't really care. Okay, where's the button?
There it is.
Come on. Oh, that's great. They can't define the man, you fool. There you go. You know, that's what I love about live radio, right? You hit the button and everybody goes, well, where is it? Okay, so it's working on coming up. Oh, they must, you know what? They must have taken it down. Or somebody took it down. It's just amazing. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855, yep, YouTube. You know, they're wonderful people, aren't they? YouTube bites again. But see, this is where I get mad at some of you guys. You know YouTube's going to do this to you, right? So why do you do it? Why do you put your stuff? I mean, again, I don't put my stuff up there anymore. I'm done. I'm tired of having it taken down. I'm tired of these people just, you know, whatever. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So they're on the college campuses. And they're trying to find out if people really know or really buy into, believe in some of this rhetoric that goes on. Because some of them will tell you, I don't believe it, but I won't get this mark, that mark, the other mark if I say anything. Well, do you blame them at that point? Really, in all sincerity, do you blame them? They're trying to get through college. They don't want to get into politics. And it's up to us, really, to help them, to save them, to make sure they get a decent education.
What's up, guys? My name is Jaden Hurd with Campus Reform. We're out here at Auburn University in front of Sanford Lawn. With recent controversy going on at UPenn with the transgender athlete Leah Thomas, we're out here asking Auburn men, what is a man? Stay tuned.
This ain't that hard. I think. Take a listen.
So what is a man?
A gentleman doesn't let people walk over them, but always willing to help and always willing to give somebody the shirt off their back.
Someone with an X chromosome and a Y chromosome.
A biological male.
A biological human male.
Courageous. Leads the pack. Strong. Independent. Someone you can rely on.
An adult human male.
Intelligent. Strong.
It's more like values.
Strong. Confident. Leader. Role model.
The biological definition.
Biological man.
A lot of people would say all you have to do is identify as a man, then you're a man. What do you think about that?
Kind of strange.
I would say that's false. I'm a Christian, so I would believe that God created us male and female, and that gives us certain differences, biological and social.
I don't think so.
You don't choose what you are, just whatever you're born with, that's what you are.
You know, the thing is, these kids don't realize, so these young students, excuse me, I didn't mean to say kids, is they're going to get chastised for this when people see it. You're not allowed on college campuses. This is not acceptable. You have to believe that people are whatever they say they are. Whatever change they make from day to day, moment to moment, hour to hour, this is what they are. Get over yourself.
Stupid.
You're a man based on biological stuff, and that's just how things work.
That's dumb.
You can't change what you are.
I guess you could identify as whatever you want, but I don't think that changes your physical gender.
Anybody can share the values that I share as a man, and I respect that.
And what does that say about society as a whole, this conversation about gender and sex?
I don't know why we're having this conversation. Historically speaking, nobody else had this debate. We've gotten really tolerant of a lot of things that really shouldn't be questionable. We're really progressive, and we've kind of lost our way with traditional moral values.
These societal norms are, like it or not, a good standard for people to live by in Western civilization.
Society is based on people. Our society has developed around the roles that God created for people. With the decline in Christianity, we see a lot of the decline of these traditional social norms.
Isn't that great? I mean, seriously, I mean, they're going through the definition of a man, and the male students believe that, you know, a man is a male. But some of these kids are defining it, specifically defining it, as a God-given thing. And you can't change your gender. You can think you're something different, but you can't change your gender.
There's a lot of different people, and a lot of people call me super closed-minded. Just let people live their own lives.
It's just how we're in decline that we just reject reality instead of living in the reality that God has given us.
It's kind of opening a conversation up where there's multiple different perspectives. It says that we live in a fallen world.
We've had, like, extreme views on race, and now we're having, you know, extreme views on gender abolition. In the end, it'll mellow out, and we'll get more reasonable.
Society's kind of taken the traditional roles that we had from past and carried them on just in a different setting?
I don't think so. That's where I have to disagree. They're not carrying them on in a different setting. Society, because it's being led by a group of kids that want what they want, when they want it, are being... I'm trying to be clean here, okay? Give me a second. Are being bullpuckied into believing this stuff. How do you teach biology in school? Come on, stay with me. How do you teach biology in school when you have to tweak it, change it, go off of real science to get your point across? Or try to get people to believe that you could, your gender is so fluid it could change hour by hour, minute by minute, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year. Right? There's no absolutes. Oh, they don't want you to have absolutes anyway, but there's no absolutes there. Is there? So it is a whole different animal. It is a different way of doing things. So, anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-556. Hey, I don't know, did you guys catch Pelosi trying to get all religious again? Seriously. She tried to explain, oh, God bless. You know, it's tough to be her. Come on, cut her some slack. She tried to explain that when you look at Ukraine and you look at the $40 billion and you try to think about what that's all about and you're concerned about the dollar amount, just remember. Now, she doesn't use the name of Jesus. She says, in the Gospel of Matthew, it says, when I was hungry, you fed me. We're doing more than feeding them, lady, for $40 billion. All right? And Jesus was not compelling the government to pay it. Jesus was compelling you to go. You, who are worth hundreds of millions of dollars, why don't you go feed some of these people? Why don't you donate? How much of your money are you donating to this? She's good, isn't she? I mean, she's got no shame, this woman. Absolutely none. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're with me. Now, Andy Biggs is saying that he voted against it because she rushed it to the floor. They don't even know what's in it. There are no hearings. There are no members in the room to, you know, figure it out, to work with it. Back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Seriously. You know, I mean, you want to make sure you know what's happening. So get informed. You know, you guys are a kick. I'm sorry, I got distracted, but you guys are a kick. We talk about education a lot in the show. And I don't want to talk about it just to talk about it. I want to make sure that you guys really understand what's going on in the education world. Let me first say that we have a boatload of teachers that love their kids. Yes, I'm going to call them their kids because they protect them like they're their own. All right? And they realize that those kids have parents. They don't step over the line. They just want to teach the kids properly, and that's it. There are quite a few of them out there. So, when you talk about teachers, like with any other group, policemen, firemen, what have you, let's make sure we're clear that we know that there are great teachers out there. But then there are those teachers that should have never got a license. That psychotherapist that we heard from a little while ago should have never got her license. How? How did they get this? How did they get away with this? These colleges are charging hundreds of thousands of dollars for these educations that mean nothing, absolutely nothing. Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. So, another TikTok teacher bragging how she's been indoctrinating your children. And she's excited about it. Take a listen. Maybe. God, come on. You know, these things never, you know, they never worked right.
Hi, I'm a queer teacher.
I'm gender fluid. I am also a witch.
I would come out to my students every October on National Coming Out Day. I would use that as an opportunity for my students to learn how to receive somebody coming out to them.
I ended up telling my students that I was gay. So they were asking me if I was, because I kind of alluded that I was. So I kind of let them wonder and ponder on it. So instead of teaching social studies today, they just asked me a whole bunch of questions about being gay.
Right, because that's what I send my kids to school for. So teach us to tell them or teach them about the different, you know, genders. Right? The difference between gay and lesbian, the difference between transgender, gay, lesbian, bisexual. I'm not sending my kids to school for that for you. That's not what schools are supposed to be teaching. Period. Sorry.
Let's talk about gender roles and talking about them in the classroom.
Talking about gender is not something that's out of the realm for children.
Research says that there is no age too young to talk about pretty much anything.
Kids. Right, because kids, at a very young age, you could talk to them about nutrition. I'm sure they would get that at 4, 5, and 6 years old. Maybe even 7. You could talk to them about all kinds of stuff. Maybe rocket science, right? I mean, seriously. Maybe you could talk to them about the origin of the world. I'm sure that they've got the mental capacity to grab that too, don't they? Kids have no clue what sex is about or gender or any of that, really. They're just trying to figure things out. They're just trying to figure out how colors go together. How to get their fingers to work right. How to wipe their butt after they go to the bathroom. Make sure they flush. I mean, the simple things you've got to teach them first before you even start talking about any of this. It is wrong. It is dead wrong. These teachers shouldn't be allowed to keep their job if they decide that not only do they know better than the parents, but they're not going to listen to the parents. They're not going to do what the parents want them to do. It's wrong.
Kids as young as 3 and 4 are actually aware of their gender identity.
If they know about it, they're ready to learn about it.
So very aware of who they like and who they don't like. They're very much ready for these topics and are way more accepting than adults when it comes to discussing these topics.
Well, here's what's funny about this, okay? We've done these shows before. You can go back and get them. I'm not going to go through the whole thing again. When kids are really small, like he was talking about, 4, 5, 6, whatever, and they're finding themselves as a terminology, right? They're feeling awkward and weird at times when they're a group of people, group of other kids. A girl doesn't go hang out with the girls because she likes the girls in that light. She's hanging out with the other girls because they like her. She feels comfortable with them. That's why she's there. Why these people have to make every single thing out of sex, I don't know. Why is everything about gender in their world? Why is everything about sex, sexual orientation, sex, 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 sex? This is just all they can talk about. And it's wrong. My kids are my kids. They're not your kids. And if you don't think I'm teaching them right, it's none of your business. Now, you wouldn't get mad at me if I'm teaching them to hate the gay, lesbian, transgender community. Then, yeah, tell me about it. Bring it up to me. That's wrong. It's a wrong thing to do. But you do not have a right to teach my children things that I don't think they're ready to know about. Whether you like it or not. You don't have a right to, you know, some people call it indoctrination. I don't care what you call it. You don't have a right to tell my child what's right or wrong. You just don't.
My classroom is one of the gayest places probably on the planet.
Most days.
Wait a minute, what? the classroom is the gayest place on the planet? Oh, this is...
To the week, I come to school in stilettos so I can create an explicitly queer space for all of my students.
I don't even know where to go with this. Hey, how many of you raised your hand when you went to school as a kid, your teacher had stilettos on, your male teacher had stilettos on, or a dress, or something along those lines? See, we got to that point now where they figure if they could do it, they ought to be able to do it. They ought to be allowed to do it, the teachers now. If it's something that's real in their life, then they don't care what you think. They don't care what your thought process is. They want to do it. This is exactly, some of you won't agree with me, this is exactly what happens when you throw God morality out of the class. When you allow godless, soulless, immoral people teach your kids. Sam Sorbo used to have a line that I loved. You send your kids to Caesar to be taught, and you wonder why they come back heathens. It's not this is not news. This is not new stuff. How many of you really spend the time with your kids to check out what they're talking about, what they're doing, what they're thinking, what they're saying, what they're learning? Very few of you, I'm sure.
Everything is completely covered in rainbows. I've got flags everywhere. I've got queer literature.
Parents might complain, and there's actually a way to be really sneaky about supporting specifically queer students. Dropping a pink triangle somewhere in your room makes a huge difference because kids look for that.
Recently we started wearing pronoun pins, and the kids get to pick a new pronoun pin. We have some that pick, like, she, her every single day, and we have some that change it up.
Right, because when they get to high school, they take biology, they're really going to be confused, aren't they? Right? I mean, come on, seriously. I've been taught all this time that my gender changes from minute to minute, day to day, hour to hour, whatever, whatever, and you're telling me, no, that's not true? Yeah, because it's not.
And I just double check with them if I call home what name they want, what pronouns they want, because a lot of them will just use their given name.
Yeah, don't you love that? So, I'm working with your kids, and I'm going to teach them how to be sneaky and deceitful. How to deceive you, pull the wool over your eyes as a parent. That's why I ask them what you call them at home, what you perceive them to be at home, so they don't have to worry about me screwing things up. Does anybody see how deceitful this is? How wrong this is? Anybody? Look, when you're telling my kids to lie in any way, shape, manner, or form, my grandkids or kids, you're going to have to deal with me. And I'm going to be one of the noisiest pain in the butts than you can imagine. You don't have that right. You have a right to teach my kids truth, teach them the reality of math, English, history, and science, and even history I'm a little nervous about. But you do not have a right to teach my child about sexual orientation, what they believe to be truth, what they can say and can't say, how to deceive their parents. Come on, does anybody else see the ugliness in us? Or do they believe it's okay because they have a right to do so because they're the righteous ones?
And they're given pronouns, so just double check that.
I like to avoid gendered language when I talk to my students. My students really like guys, gals, and non-binary pals. I even refer to them as different animals, you know, just to keep it light and fun.
To say that pre-K through third grade are not ready for such topics is actually internalized homophobia.
No. I have to go back to the blue-haired woman. Oh, I guess it's turquoise hair.
Well, you know, just to keep it light and fun.
So she calls them animals. You know, and again, they're not a bunch of animals. She's calling them different animal names. So now she's even taking it out of the species. I mean, don't joke, because we did a story the other night about trans species people. And I've done them before. So the kids are learning they can be anything they want to be for real. Anything they want to be. Am I the only one having a heartburn over this? Look, your kids are your responsibility. Watch over your kids. Don't let this happen to them, or it's your fault. So I'm a senior host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.